that he's your Messiah to deliver us from this fraud, wicked generation. That's what he did. How can you love them? How? How? If you love them, you will feed them truth. You will feed them your way's truth. You will make sure they are disciplined as they send them off to their schools to learn how to ballet and to dance. You will make sure they come into the house to learn how to sit properly, how to function before Yahweh. Train them up. You will make sure that, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. They send them to ballet school. They send them to military school to learn how to walk as a young man, to learn how to become Miss America. They send them to school to get proper training, and you must get proper training in this battleground. You're not getting it in these sin dens, the homes are filled with sin, every kind of pagan thing in there. They got all kind of pagan identities there. And the one that takes the supreme power is their televisions. That is what does it. Takes their minds. And Satan controls it. How to eat, what to say, what to wear. And they're concerned about their souls. That's the spirit of Jezebel. She calls the servants to commit. And when you cause your sons and your daughters to commit spiritual fornication, that's what she did. She caused them to commit fornication. And because they were his servants, because of that, he gave them space to repent. He gave her time, but she repented not. But his servants, he gave them time to repent. Ah, just let me be a doorkeeper in the house of Yahweh. I don't even have to be that. There ain't no dust to sweep there. Just let me just be there, Father. No dust to sweep. Don't need no broom sweepers. I'll just be the floor mat. I can take that. Ah, what a glorious time. Glory. It's the true saints. And this is what's going to make us free. Nothing else. It's going to make you free from mama, daddy, son, daughter. It's going to make you free from grandpapa. That you may serve him in the beauty of purity and righteousness. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. You know, Elder Martin said to me, he said, you know, Pastor Robert, when you always save me, I was in my 40s, early 40s. He said, it's almost difficult for them to save old folks today because they're so set in their ways. I said, you're right. You say what you want to. These lying folks say they got saved on their deathbeds. They're wrong. They ain't getting saved. They're not getting saved. Now, he's not going to let a man spend 95 years serving sin and wickedness. And all of a sudden, he's going to say, I trust you. No, he doesn't trust him. He doesn't know who he's trusting. That's that pagan, foolish Jezebel tradition that is taught. They're liars. He says, remember thy creator in the days of your old age. And what? Thank you kindly. In the days of thy youth. While the evil days cometh not. See, the evil days are there. And you think an old 90-year-old thing that has served sin, lust all her life, she's going to say, save me, Father. She's going to hell. Amen. She's going to hell from a gambling casino. Amen. Broken veins in her high heel shoes on, thinking she's young. She's going to hell. Amen. That's where she's going. And you don't have to concur or agree, but it's the truth. Amen. That's the truth. Amen. Glory to the Father. God bless you. Proverbs chapter 3. In verse 32, what it says. Verse 31 says, envy not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. Don't choose the ways of these wicked people. He says, for the froward is abomination to your way, but his secret is with the righteous. He doesn't give his secret to the froward. He didn't give Jezebel his secret. He's not giving that slut his secret. He's not giving Jezebel his secrets today. The fraud is an abomination. It's a vile, filthy thing before Yahweh. That's why we should not choose any of their ways. Don't want to be like them. Come on, young daughters. Don't want to be like these oppressive Jezebels. Don't want to dress like them. And the fraud is an abomination. When you find women running their mouths, there's a stench there. There is an abomination there. That's why you need to study to be quiet. Jezebel doesn't know how to be quiet. I don't care if it's a woman or a man. That spirit cannot be quiet. It can't. And that spirit is an abomination. The fraud is an abomination. A vile thing. Say what you want to. Dress it up any way you want to. She was fraud in her mouth. She was forward. You're going to die, Elijah. I'm telling you that. You tell me that's not forward? That's not an arrogant, haughty heifer? She's not even a heifer. She said, you're going to die. You just wait by before the sun. I know it doesn't say it like that, but that's what she said. She said, I'm so bold, honey, I'm telling you before the sun goes down, you're going to die. He said, instead of dying at your filthy hands, Yahweh just take me on. He said, I'm going to tire it anyway. I believe Yahweh took him that way to give him a little rest. I believe that. Sure he did. For that was one where the mantle was going to be placed upon, waiting for him. Before Messiah was ready to go, he went to that little place of rest, the garden. He cried. It was a little place of restoration and restoring. For he had a great job ahead of him. And I believe that what Yahweh is going to do in his hour, he's going to take his people. He's going to put his secret in them because they're going to know him. They're going to know his name. He's going to put his secret in them. But he's going to give them a little rest from the turbulent winds just for a period of time. He's going to restore them and build them up. Sure he is. That's why he had the apostles to go to the upper room just for a little restoration. Just for a little restoration. A great thing had happened. Come on, Messiah had died. And he told them to go there and just meet me there. Just go. And he had to show himself to them. And as he ascended, they went to that place where he commanded them. And there was poured out a great anointing. He gave them time for restoration. Just praying and waiting on him. And there's going to be a period of time in this hour for only his people. They're going to pray. They that are not his people, they're not going to pray. They're not willing to pray. There's no desire to pray. There's no want, no need to pray. The throne is an abomination unto Yahweh. They're vile and they stink. Their sins have gone up before them out of Yahweh. He detests them. Sure he does. And he said, I want to tell you something, my righteous. I want to give you a secret. He said, I'm going to chill them and their children now. Don't even try to tell them that. Don't even warn them. No, he said, don't even warn them. He didn't warn that whole house. He just warned those that had spirit to hear. That's so. Jezebel didn't have the spirit of hear. He said, you that have ear to hear, Tyatira. Hear what I say. That's what he warned. Those that have the spirit of the Father. He said, those are the ones. The rest of them, they died in their sins. Yet he kills too. I don't fear him that can kill my body. I fear him that can kill both body and soul. He killed children too. He killed them all in Sodom and Gomorrah. Filthy, vile things. No discipline, no control. I know the young ones think that it's a hard thing because of discipline, but it's a righteous thing. When I was growing up, we had discipline. We didn't have flowing mouths. You didn't speak out of turn. You didn't speak when adults were talking. Even though our parents were ignorant, they were uneducated. My grandma was an uneducated woman. My mother was an uneducated woman. Had a dropout. They had a sense of awareness and understanding. And they knew the power of that froward spirit. No, they didn't know it was a froward spirit. But they knew it was a foul and a filthy thing. And they taught you not to open your mouth. Even when you're spoken to, you're careful. And that spirit of Jezebel, she speaks without anyone speaking to her. She speaks without any prodding. She just speaks. I'm going to destroy you. And you that can't control your filthy lips, you better get before Yahweh. And that's a Jezebel spirit in you. I don't care who you are. And to say anything. And the fraud is an abomination unto Yahweh. But his secret is with the upright. He let wisdom into your heart so to keep you from that fraud spirit. That's what she had. That's what Jezebel had. She was a froward Jezebel. And she's coming down. Yeah, this religious whore is coming down today. Glory. Proverbs 4 and verse 24. It's something that Solomon deals with. The only book in the scripture that deals with the spirit. And one in the New Testament where Peter talked about it. Proverbs 4 and verse 23. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, you got to keep your heart, saints. You keep your heart. Don't allow your heart to be moved by some emotion. He said, keep it with all diligence. He said, put away from thee a froward mouth. Put away from you that mouth. He said, put away from thee a froward mouth. Put on the garment of thanksgiving. Put off the froward mouth. Jezebel couldn't put that off. He said, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. He said, put it away from you. As far as you can get away from that, get away from it. That's why you don't want your abode to be with the froward. You ought to hate it. If you don't hate that, there's no fear of Yahweh. That's the truth. You got to hate that spirit. You don't hate that. You don't have no fear of the Father. That's one of the spirits you must hate. You must hate that. That's the fear of Yahweh. You must hate that froward mouth. You must hate that frowardness. And we don't hate that. That's why folks get together. They can lie. They can conjure up their secret things. They lie and they speak evil against dignities and men of faith and women of Yahweh. You're going to pay, saints. You're going to pay, preacher. I understand that, Father. I know that better than any of y'all. I know that. That's why we need to let our worship be few and not so many. They never really produce anything at all but strife and hatred and fighting and battles. I don't believe that. You pack of hypocrites. I hate to use that expression, but I show you, even in homes, a husband and wife can be having a very pleasant evening, can't they? They're talking, getting along, and all of a sudden she says something. He's offended. Or she says something. Or he says something. And when you say that, and all of a sudden it produces strife. Because the Spirit said the froward will produce strife. That's what Scripture said. And that's what will produce fighting. And you find yourself fighting. So all you that are married, don't say that hasn't happened, all right? All right then. I don't care how pious looking you look and how sweet looking you look, all right? That does happen. And you that are best of friends, you that think you love one another, and you think you got this candid love for each other, true love, even in that. Yahweh wants us to be real. That's what he wants. Time out of this paper mache type mess. You've done that too long. That's why the water hits you, you melt. That's the truth. Oh, that's all right. The Spirit is speaking. Nobody to me, but it's speaking. That's what he said, put away from you. Glory to Yahweh. Glory. Turn to Proverbs 8. You know, the Scripture says a naughty and a wicked person, they walk with a froward mouth. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13. But that's what Scripture says. A naughty and a wicked person, they walk with a froward mouth. When you find someone that's wicked, was Jezebel not wicked? She was a naughty thing. She was very naughty. When someone is naughty, you're not going to tell them no. You tell them nothing. It's an air of their pride. But a haughty and a naughty person, a wicked person, a naughty person, they're full of frowardness. When you find that spirit, you know you're dealing with a wicked man. Wicked woman! That's what you're dealing with. Or was that you? No, it's you, my friend. That's what it is. But this is what it says in Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13. It says, the fear of Yahweh, first of all, is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Now that's the fear of Yahweh. You don't hate that froward mouth, you don't fear Yahweh. Jezebel did not hate her froward mouth. When you don't hate that, you don't fear him. You don't. I don't want to be in the company of anyone that just speaks any kind of way. I don't want to be in that company. I don't care who it is. You know my natural mother, sometimes I will go to her house. I will stay there 1 minute. I say, I'll see you, bye. You don't have to go. Yes, I do have to go. Sometimes I will walk in the house. You're always my witness. I wouldn't be there 30 seconds. I look and say, Father, why did I come here? Why? Tell me. I say, I'll see you, bye. I just want to say, how you doing? Oh, don't go. No, I'm gone. Bye, bye. That's it. Bye, bye. Sure. And I would leave. I wouldn't stay. So when a man doesn't hate that frowardness, he has no fear. And that's why you can find folks with this froward, that Jezebel, she didn't have no fear of Elijah. She didn't. And this Jezebel spirit has no fear. No whatsoever. There's one thing that Sarah, she loved her husband so, she honored him so that she called him master. Sure she did. She didn't call him Baal. She called him master. You're my mighty tower. Most wives today will say other things besides that. And of course, husbands will say things besides precious things too. They will call them everything but a precious blessing from Yahweh. When a man finds a wife, he finds favor. Now, I don't know. Now, you say what you want to. He has favor with Yahweh. Now, I don't understand that. Maybe you all can preach that one. What are you brothers? That's fine by me. I don't understand the depth of that. I don't understand that. I really do not. It sounds good enough. I believe it. But the depth of that, he tells you that when you find that, you're going to have favor with him.
That's beyond my comprehension and my spiritual level right now. Yes, beyond my comprehension and my spiritual level right now. Maybe you can express that to me. I'll receive it. But it's beyond my comprehension. To have favor? That's just like on this cooling teacher says, Hana is my favorite little girl. So she'll give Hana an apple every now and then. Put a little piece of candy on her dad's. Huh? Give her little things to do that the other ones she do not favor as well. And he hath favor. Now that one, I may be in the grave before I ever even understand that. And it's only in the grave when I'm resurrected I will know that, all right? I believe it is good enough just to make me believe it, all right? That's good enough. If it's pure enough for him to say that, it's good enough for me. I don't have to understand it. I may not understand the depth of that, but I believe it enough to have faith in it. Glory. So when God fears Yahweh, that he will hate the froward mouth. Do I hate the froward mouth? Do I hate the froward mouth? Do I hate the fear of Yahweh? The froward mouth, do I hate? You got to hate that thing. You got to hate it. You can't compromise with that. You can't. No. You got to hate that Jezebel spirit. You got to hate it. Do I hate? And I do hate it, Father. I do. I don't care who it is. Sister Roberts. David Roberts. I hate a forward mouth. I hate too much talking. I do. I do. That's why I like to preach and talk about your way. Amen. Glory. He said, do I hate? 11 and 20 says, Proverbs 11 and 20. Proverbs 11 and 20, they that are of a froward heart are abomination to Yahweh, but such as are of upright in their way are his delight. Those that are of a froward heart, they're an abomination. The abomination unto Yahweh. That's the truth, saints. Wise husband is an abominable thing to be froward. You can sense and know that that spirit of Jezebel has, she's venting her way in you. And she's prophesying to you. They're telling you it's all right for you to say that. But it's not all right for them. It's all right for you to do that. But it's not all right. It's not all right. When you began to move in that spirit, you began to speak perversely, without any control, without any fear of Yahweh, you are an abomination unto him. And that is one thing that Satan is doing today. He's making everyone speak. I speak my mind. No, I don't want to speak my mind. There are things that come to this mind I will never want to even say it or think about. It is so vile and evil, so corrupt, so unsavory, that I'm ashamed that I allow that thing to come near and touch that which is righteous and holy. Now you can sit here all placate and say, not I, but it is so. And that's a fact. You see, Jezebel could not see herself. She could not see the mighty hand of Yahweh. And folks, if they can't see his hand, but he shows them how wicked they are. They say, oh, it's you. It is. All right, it's me. But you're wicked. Get on me about my sins. Get on me about my sins, Father. Show me my sin. Show me everything about it. Show me. Show me. I don't mind you getting on me about my sins. I want that. I want to be saved in the end. As the song Evangel Hall would sing, when the battle of life is over. When the battles of life is over. When the battle of life is all over. You know that I'm going to wear my crown. I want to wear that crown. I want to wear it. I truly want to wear that. I want to wear that crown. I want to wear that glorious crown. I want to wear. But the song lets us know there's a battle to life. But it has an end too. Every battle has a start. But it also has an end. Elijah ran from the battle of Jezebel. I believe Yahweh moved him there. I believe that. Why? Because I believe the steps of a good man, they order by Almighty Yahweh. He didn't intend for it. He had done what he wanted him to do. He had someone in the wings to confront her. Yeah, he did. And he was a mighty warrior too. He was. He was a mighty judge. He was. He took care of her. For Elijah's days were about to conclude. So your days. So when this battle is over, there's a crown of glory. Crown of righteousness that you want to wear. Proverbs 16. Now, a few verses I want to read. Close. Proverbs 16. Solomon knew about that froweness. He turned his heart away from the true and the living Yahweh. Proverbs 16, verse 29 and verse 30. Glory. Hallelujah. No, that's not the scripture I want. Proverbs 16. I missed that one, but that's all right. Glory. Glory to the Lamb. Proverbs 22. I quote from here. Two scriptures I want to read. This is the mouth of the froward now. Proverbs 22 and verse 5. This is what it does, saints. It says this. Verse 4, first of all. By humility and fear of Yahweh are riches and honor and life. He said, thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. But a man truly keeps his soul, he's far from the froward. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. But when one truly keeps his soul, he is far from that kind of a person. He doesn't make his abode with one. And what this world tells you, you make your abode with every kind of froward thing, every kind of vile thing. It's not so. And it should not. And it ought not to be so. If a man keeps his soul, he will keep himself far from the froward. You don't keep your soul, you will love their fellowship. You will love their oneness. You will love their conversation. You will love being with them. That's the truth. Because thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. And he that doth keep his soul, the breath of Yahweh in him, a man keeps that, he shall be far from that fool. Because that is what he is. I conclude with this, what Peter says, even we that are servants. Well, you have that spirit to obey and to do what is right. He says this to the saints. 1 Peter chapter 2. He says this. He says 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 17. He said, honor all men. Love the brotherhood. We ought to love the brotherhood. Being brothers. Being with each other. You ought to love that. You ought to love that. The sisterhood. Fear Yahweh. And honor the king. That means President Bush, because he is our king. You don't dishonor him. No more you dishonor President Clinton or President Reagan. A John F. Kennedy, he say, honor the king. I believe that. I believe you do that. I will not dishonor Mr. Bush, our president, for nothing. I believe in what the scripture says. You honor him. It says, servants, be subject to your master with all fear. Submit. Obey. Why? Because you do all things that's doing it unto your way. He said, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. Brothers and sisters, in the frowardness during the day, you still be subject. Yeah, he said, not only to the good and gentle, that treat you nice and good. He said, but the ones that are froward. Don't tell me we don't move with that kind of spirit in the course of the day. Frowardness. Speak in a way that's not pleasing to our brothers and sisters. He said, you still be subject. Even when they speak with a froward mouth, you should just be subject. Ah, because there's a reward for you. There is a reward for those that do just what he says. When we obey what the Father says. Not our will, but what? Not my will be done, but thy will be done. But thy will, Father. And this generation is sub. It's a forward generation. So you've got to be subject to the laws. You do what the laws say. That's what you do. That's what you do. Why? Because you're doing all things to please Almighty Yahweh. That is what we are doing. The saints of Almighty Yahweh. Scripture says that he that hath a froward heart findeth no good. When folks have a froward heart, they find no good about no one. They don't find good about brothers and sisters. There have been folks that live here, they can never find good about anyone. They can never see anything good. Even the good character, the good traits of one. They couldn't find it. You know, think about the sisters and the brothers as they have done these homes and gotten them ready. If you can't see a beautiful spirit in there, I can. You go in these places and see what those sisters have done. It's just so beautiful. It's not fancy. It's not filly fly, but it's just a spirit of oneness. And I love that. It is so beautiful. It is.
I said to the brothers, I said, Brother Jermaine, Deacon Ben and I, we were walking yesterday, and I said, I could live in either one of these. I'll live in one of them. That's what that beauty can bring forth, saint. You can take nothing like he took us. Whores and whoremongers, spiritual prostitutes, liars, perverts, unclean things, fornicators, adulterers, and every kind of sinful deed that was liars, perverts, and he took us. He did. An old shell of nothing. He cleaned it up. He washed us in his spirit. And he did an inside outward job. He did it from the inside out. Oh, those old places over there, the outside don't look as nice as the inside. But you go on the inside and look nice. From the inside out, that's what he wants to do. A Jezebel wants to look right outside. That's why she stood up with a painted up seven and said, honey, look at me. That's the Jezebel. That's the Jezebel. Not a righteous man. He does it in the inward part. Why? Because the secrets of Yahweh is with him. He knows that there's a reward that is greater than he can muster by his own strength of his own goodness. He knows that. So he does it from the inside. It may look foolish what he's doing, but he does it with a pure heart intent. It's not about him, but it's about the glory of the Father. And that's why he can bless the man. He can bless the sister for that. That's what he wants. He's going to kill the children, saints. And you don't want him to kill that birth and that law that is working in you. So you don't want to walk in a frogness. That's the strength of Jezebel. On the next one, I will teach and preach on that false witness of this Jezebel, as she did with Naboth, to try to gain that vineyard. And we are not, are we not the vineyard of Almighty Yahweh? Is he not purging us? We are his vineyards. And every tree or every branch that bring forth not branch a fruit, he purges. And he casts it into the fire. And that's what Jezebel is trying to overcome this vineyard of Yahweh, that it will not bring forth fruit. And on the next message, we will go into the depth of that. May Yahweh bless you and keep your saints. Be encouraged today because I am. My heart delights in what the Father is doing. I take joy in what he is doing. I really do. I'm very grateful for what he has done to all of us. Just be faithful, saints. There's a glorious time that is ahead. It's much greater than what we see in the natural realm. There's a getting up morning. A glorious time we're going to have. We're going to dance and shout in his presence. As the old preachers would say, just hold on. Change is coming after a while. It's coming in the morning. As a morning, as a new day, it's going to come. It's going to be filled with his brightness. And I can't wait. May Yahweh bless you. Be encouraged. Be of good cheer. For Yahshua has overcome. And he has been the pattern and example for us. We're going to overcome too. Bless you all, saints. I love you all. Be encouraged. Pray for me. I need that. I really do need the prayer. Elder Martin always stopped. He stopped by this one. Said, you're ready. I'm just as ready as I ever could be. Just let him be the ready one. I'm just a willing and a vessel that's willing to obey. Oh, there are times I'm not willing to obey. Don't sit in that time. Because that time I don't want to sit and I don't want to preach. That's the truth. But I just want to be a yielding vessel. Just I yield to your Father. Whatever it is, you do it. Because we know that all the works are done by him. There's no excellency in me. It's in him. We found our excellence in him. You have nothing you're going to be able to boast in. I have nothing I'm going to be able to boast in. No strength, no virtues. It is his virtue in me. There's nothing in me that I'm going to boast in you either. Your virtues, your strength, your purity. No, it is his purity. Why? Because every word of you is pure. And it dwells in us. It brings forth a pure manifestation. That's what it does. It must be in your heart. Because the heart of man is deceitful, desperately wicked. Nobody knows it but Almighty Yahweh. And so he knows what it takes to for the walk in a pure structure. Yahweh bless you all. Saints, be encouraged. We don't want to start living out a little segregated little past, because that's not what the Father wants. You start living a little segregated past, you go to your little place and you shut the door. You don't want nobody in your little world. I don't want that. That's not what the Father wants. He doesn't want that, saint. I just include Brother Dave Deacon Ben in my little world. Now, that's not right. Just Rob, just Sister Karen says, wrong. That's not right. No, that's not right. That's wrong. That's wrong. I don't care what any of y'all say. That's wrong. All you need to do is break that shell and we fellowship with each other. I know if he can do that with me, he can do it with anybody. Because I was the type, I like being, hey, Sister Roberts knows that. But I don't want no confidence, just
And so I had to take the Father to do this. Ain't no way I could live like this. I just couldn't have. I was too moody. So he had to do this. I was moody. I was a moody person. Most folks don't want to identify their moodiness and their little... But there's some of you that way. And some of you will respect the person who you like and who you don't. And you're the ones you'd rather be with. Well, this is one body. Yeah, I got a big head, but I like that big head like I like my big old fat fingers, too. A big old... Yeah, big, isn't it? Huh? I like all of them. Every last one of them. I got ingrown toenails. I need to cut those things out. But I tell you what, I'm not going to cut... This toe, I need to cut that one. I need to cut that. You think I'm going to cut the toe off? I'm going to work on them bad boys this evening. I'm going to get down in there with me a knife and take my time and cut that thing and I get it out. Start hurting. Amen. So which part of the body you don't like? I like all my body. Some part may not look as handsome as the other part, but that's all right. I sure need it. I do need mine. I look at that part and say, man, that doesn't look too good. But I'm thankful for that. It could be contorted and... She said, Robert, what about having that other leg the same length as the other one? Huh? And she said she wanted a new leg. I said, no, we're just going to pray he heal your leg. Amen. He can heal her leg. Whether it get a little cold, I think, start hurting, pain. I said, if you had to do it again, would you get operated on? She said, no, sir. Take faith for that. I bless you always for that, too. No, it doesn't make us special. It just takes faith. So, amen. Faith is faith. I don't care who's in. If it's in you, anyone, it's your faith. It is not any measure of yourself that you have faith. Which one of y'all can produce faith? All right, then, thank you. So it's not an excellent measure of yourself, is it? It's from him. Now, one of y'all have produced any kind of faith. He gave every man the measure. Okay. Sinner or saint. So you didn't produce one thing. Can you produce any breath? No. If you had to regulate that old heart, sometimes you'll be in deep trouble. Sometimes I find myself, I haven't breathed for about 10 seconds. Oh, no, you don't have to tell the heart that everything just say, hey, I just did that. Sometimes I find myself haven't breathed in 10 seconds. I am serious. I say, oh, almost scare you there. Make sure I enforce that so that I do breathe. That's the truth. Truth. So you have nothing to glory in, not any of us. Nothing. It hasn't come by your work, salvation, anything. It's just the gift of Yahweh. He saved you because he saved you. In our ignorance, in our unlearned ways, he just saved us. In our stupidity and our sins, he still saved whom he saved. In all of that, he saved you. In all of that, your darkness, that's why he saved you. Weren't you not walking in darkness when you saved you? All right, then he saved you. It's not because you started doing some good works and he saved you, he still did it. And you did quite a bit of dirty works after you got saved. So he wants to bring us into the perfect works now. And that perfect work is faith, work of faith. Don't rely on nothing but him, faith. Don't rely on seeing or hearing, just faith. And it relies on that. May Yahweh bless you. Be encouraged, saints. I bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. Glory. In all things we bless you today, Father. Bless your people, I pray. Go with them in the name of Yahshua. I bless you for all things. Bless you all.